Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. The word imani means faith in Swahili. At first, you might wonder what the connection between faith and a wind ensemble might be. But really, faith is at the core of why flutist Valerie Coleman formed Imani Winds more than 25 years ago. First and foremost, Coleman had faith in what a professional music ensemble could mean to underrepresented communities. She also had faith in the way that commissioning new works could lift the profile of BIPOC composers and performers. Across a quarter of a century, the work and influence of Imani Winds has proven that all that faith has not been misplaced. Not at all. Along with the idea of faith, revolution and evolution are two concepts that are illustrated by the work of Imani Winds. Their performances and recordings have revolutionized the way that wind music is viewed and listened to. And their commissioning and promotion of new music constitutes a major evolution in wind music repertoire. The original members of the ensemble, a wind quintet of flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and French horn, were all of African American or Latinx ancestry. Their education and mentoring work is wide-ranging and now includes a summer festival devoted to performance excellence and career development. Imani Winds have created projects about social justice, immigration, phenomenal women, and the music of Josephine Baker. They celebrated their 10th anniversary by launching the Legacy Commissioning Project. The original intention was to commission 10 composers of color to write music that would represent non-traditional voices in classical music, and also expand contemporary wind quintet repertoire. 15 years later, the Legacy Commissioning Project is still going strong. The ensemble has performed world premieres of some 50 works. They've received so many accolades over the years. The one that means the most to them happened in 2016. That's when they were made a permanent presence in the classical music section of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. The importance of Imani Winds to the world of classical music is impossible to overstate. They shine a light on important issues as well as underrepresented music and musicians. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to technical director Josh Savageau and assistance from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.